U. That's toll-free, 800. We help you with the letter U. 800, we help you.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations calling out many nations about North Korea. Here's Chris Barnes.
If you are supporting North Korea, you're against the rest of the international community.
Ambassador Nikki Haley taking that strong stance, not just with North Korea, but with other nations that support it.
And what we're saying now is you have to send a signal to North Korea. We all have to send a sign to North Korea, and that is no more.
Referring to a series of provocative actions by the North, including nuclear device testing and ballistic missile tests like one it conducted last weekend. I'm Chris Barnes.
More than a dozen students hurt in a school bus crash near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Police say 15 students and the bus driver were taken to the hospital after a three-vehicle crash this morning. The impact flipped the bus onto its side. Police were looking for the driver of a light-colored sedan who fled the scene. The bus was carrying students to Lancaster Mennonite School when the crash took place. More news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
After a crackdown on the infamous MS-13 gang in New York City, Los Angeles now cracking down. Here's a report from Jason Campidonia.
Investigators started tracking the so-called MS-13 shot callers back in June of 2014. Sandra Brown is the acting U.S. attorney in Los Angeles.
These gangs are organized to generate profits by spreading narcotics, inflicting horrific violence, and preying upon the immigrant communities from which many of them came.
Brown says law enforcement charged over 40 suspected members of the gang this morning in what's considered to be the biggest gang leadership crackdown ever.
These shot callers managed narcotic trafficking operations, oversaw the collection of extortion payments, directed the gang's day-to-day operations, and enforced the Mexican Mafia's code of conduct.
Several of those charged today could face the death penalty. I'm Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
The markets have been taking a tumble this morning amid continuing controversy around the FBI director's firing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went down as much as 250 points in midday trading. It's putting it on track for the largest decline since last September. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ also off about 1% by midday. Another New Orleans Confederate monument gone from its pedestal. Work crews used a crane to take down a statue of General P.G.T. Beauregard early today in New Orleans. It's the third of four monuments slated to be removed. The statue's base is going to remain in place for now, but the name of General Beauregard will be scraped off by city workers. USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. It is Wednesday, May 17th, around 3:04, and I'm going to give you an update on the forecast if you happen to be listening in our central New Jersey area. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 90. It is gorgeous out. If you get a chance to get outside, please take advantage of it. Partly cloudy tonight with a low about 64, and then mostly sunny with a high of nearly 91 on Thursday. Partly cloudy with a low around 67 on Thursday night. A chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. on Friday. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 again. And then a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 55 on Friday night. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 70 all day, which is going to be lovely. And then mostly cloudy with a low around 49 on Saturday night. Mostly cloudy again with a high of 69 on Sunday. And then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 57 on Sunday night. Showers likely and a possible thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high about 70. 76 on Monday. So our weekend looks like we're going to be hanging in there, and I hope you are as well. For Talented People with Big C, the general manager of this Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Radio, talking with us about the radio station and everything that he's been up to. We'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest in studio today is a really special person. His name's Chris Bianco. He's also known as Big C around here. He's the general manager of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. He had a vision and has been perfecting it over the years. So welcome to our show, Chris.
Thanks, Jeannie.
So
thanks
nice to see you. It's our pleasure. My pleasure.
So this is cool. We got it together. We were both busy, and now we finally touch base. But thanks for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure. Talented People. That's why you're here, right?
All right, I'll take it.
Okay. And everybody out there should know, I met Chris how many years about now? Four or five?
Five and a half.
Where does it go? My goodness. Yeah, yeah, you're right. And, are you still doing Good Morning Hunterdon? Tell us about you.
Still am.
Because that's the greatest show.
Still am.
It's the best. And you are so good at being a host and
making sure
that you have such intriguing people that are doing so much.
Thank you. We've been doing Good Morning Hunterdon now for 5.5 years. I actually was the official first voice of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We launched at 8 o'clock in the morning on October 3rd. And we've been in 2011, and we've been doing that ever since. Had a little hiatus about 3 months ago, had to gather some things together, but we're still back on and cooking. So I have over 1,250, close to 1,500 shows now.
Just incredible. And, I mean, really, you are so much fun as to be on your show, because I've been on it. You really do. You take so much time to, really think it through. The people who come on the show have something to say. You get right down into it. And how do you feel? How do you like being a host?
Oh, I love it. It for a number of different reasons. One is I'm an introvert by nature, believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
I am. I'm an introvert by nature. I do not like getting into big crowds and mixing at parties. I'm not very good at card clubs and networking sessions. Mm-hmm. So my networking is having a discussion like you and I are right here, where we can talk face-to-face, have a conversation about each other, and I get to learn so much from that particular individual. So the radio show has turned into kind of a pseudo-networking session for me, where people come in and we learn about their business and we learn about their successes, and on off-air we learn about some of their challenges and ask about how we can fix them. So it's a little bit of everything. All in all, it's a lot of fun to have somebody come in to this particular venue. It's quite impressive.
It really is.
We have a lot of technology in here on a fairly lean budget. The folks come in, they're a little nervous. They're very, very anxious. I tell them the same thing. I tell everybody the same thing. It's going to be the fastest hour you've ever experienced. And I said, the only question you have to get through is, I'm going to ask you your name and who you are and what you represent. And after that, well, I don't know where this show is going to go, but believe it or not, it's going to be over in a matter of minutes to you. And they come out so pumped up, so confident, so refreshed, and so invigorated, because they got to tell all their tale about who they are and what they're about. And then we got to take that particular that tape, that recording, and then they get to take that and post it wherever they want to and send it out to friends and family. And it becomes a huge confidence session for them. So it's a lot of fun for that.
It really is interesting. I know, and I want everybody else out there to know, it is kind of funny to watch people come in who are so nervous to be on the radio. Yeah. Tell us, why do you think that is the case?
Why are people nervous?
They're so nervous.
It's interesting. I guess it has to do with some type of public speaking. Mm-hmm. And
fear of what they're going to say.
Fear of what they're going to say. Fear of not being able to say everything. Fear of forgetting what they want to say.
Right.
And what it turns out is I tell them, I'm not asking you to do a speech. It's not a State of the Union address. I tell them, all I'm going to do is ask you things that you already know about yourself.
Right.
And that's where it gets fun, is because then they realize that they only, and that's the other problem, the other thing that's interesting, people have a very interesting concept of time. They think that a few words, or their words, are only going to fit into about 5 minutes of time. And ironically, on the other side, when we put the commercials together, people will say, well, we have to do a 15 or a half an hour commercial, and they give me 5 minutes of verbiage. So somehow when we get to talking about themselves, they think it's only going to fit into a small glass, and when we talk about commercials, somehow they can able to be verbose. What they find out is they have so much to talk about that we just rarely get to touch everything.
That's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always tell them when they're listening, you know, when they come in, and I mean, it's interesting too, because I've seen kids who are talented kids, they'll come in and they don't have that, they're not concerned at all. It's like they're growing up in the media world or something, right? Yeah. But you'll find CEOs of companies that are just like deer in headlights. They're they just are terrified. And I'm always, you know, just talk to us, you know, and then the listeners will feel, I like actually being like a listener. I like pretending that I'm listening to the show instead of on it, so I could, you know, kind of get to know the person more and more, and then kind of feel what the listeners are feeling and try to get the questions answered.
Sure.
So much fun. So tell us more about yourself.
Well, let's see. I've been in the real world for 30 plus years. I started out actually as a professional musician and a music teacher.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a professional trumpet player. And
really?
I taught 7th and 8th grade band.
Aww.
Up in Parsippany, New Jersey. And that wasn't working out too well because the school system wasn't really interested in improving the system. So I decided to get out of that, and I have a degree in computer programming as well. So I started as a programmer for Chubb & Son Insurance Company.
That's
for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Worked up from a junior programmer to being a senior technical analyst. Moved on to another company to become a vice president of information technology.
Wow.
And then that's when we hit the financial crisis at that particular time. So I got a severance package, and I became a executive technology consultant and a business coach. And I was doing that for the last 8 years. At the same time when I adopted two kids from Russia. So I was Mr. Mom. At the same time I was trying to do this and kind of run a part-time business all at the same time.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And I want to hear about these two kids that you adopted.
Well, we adopted two teenagers from Russia in 2009. And they were 12 and 11 at the time, so they had no English whatsoever. So we were able to start setting up Rosetta Stone and teaching online courses of English, get them enrolled in school. I was helping them with their homework every day and every evening. And we got them from middle school to graduate high school pretty much on time. I think they stayed back about 1 year.
That's really incredible. How old are they now?
20 and 19.
20 and 19. They didn't go to Central by chance, did they?
They went to Central.
Oh, yes, so my son, Brandon Murphy, would probably know him.
Uh-huh.
That'd be interesting.
What year? What graduate?
He's 20 now.
Okay. What's his graduation year?
I don't know. Hey, I'm just a mom. What do you want from me?
Okay.
I couldn't even tell you if I kind of really tried to figure it out, but I know it was just, he's going to be 21.
Okay.
And his girlfriend is a year younger, so she'll, one or the other, know they know each other. I've got to find out afterwards. That's
chances
fun.
Chances are they have contact somewhere in their phones about it.
Absolutely. Oh, my God, how cute. All right, hold on. We're going to go to our break. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon to you all. My guest today in our studio here, which is actually a studio that he created, is Chris Bianco, known as Big C, and the host of Good Morning Hunterdon, as well as the general manager here for the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So we're having a conversation, learning all about him and his plans for this station. I can't wait to hear, and I hope you do too. Stay with us. Thanks.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Creamery wants to help you raise money for your local fire company. In honor of International Firefighter Day, Pambi's will be holding a two-week fundraiser beginning May 2nd. Pambi's will donate 25% of your purchase price to your designated fire company. Simply download the flyer from the Pambi's website and bring it to Pambi's, located on Route 31 just north of Payne Road. Pambi's will also donate 25% of your purchase of Pambi's products at ShopRite. They have flyers there too. Honor the men and women who would risk their life to save yours. Pambi's, purely delicious.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Talented People. Thanks so much for listening in this beautiful afternoon here in Hunterdon County. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest again is Chris Bianco, known as Big C, and he is the host of Good Morning Hunterdon, and he's also the general manager here of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So, Chris, you're telling us about yourself, and want to get an idea about what you see Hunterdon Chamber Radio as and what you see it becoming as
you grow. Sure, sure. Well, first of all, the mission of this radio station is to fill in the gap where we're not in Hunterdon County really getting the ability to project ourselves, our county, our businesses, to others and to, even to ourselves. So what was great about this vision back, and it was created not by me originally, it was created by Chris Phelan and Rich Gerstner, they decided that they could handle this type of a program in the chamber area as long as we could do it via internet radio. Terrestrial radio is actually on the downswing. In fact, Norway has actually cut off all of their terrestrial airwaves. They don't actually broadcast at all via FM or AM anymore. They only do it via internet.
Why?
Because it's on the down. It's on the downslide. It's obsolete technology, and it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're a global company, we're a global organization now, a global world. Internet gives us the ability for just a little station like this to be heard anywhere in the world, as long as there's an internet signal, and really not a very strong internet signal for that matter. Audio broadcasting is not very large amount of data compared to video, So you can get your voice heard around the world. And in fact, we've had a couple of instances where Ruth Ann Brown of Ruth Ann Celebration Hour actually Skyped with somebody from England on the air. Her guest was from England at the same time. Rich Scuderi, who was in the show just prior to you, actually met up with a interior decorator in Australia.
I actually had a guest Skype in one time a couple years ago, too, and he's from Australia.
There you go.
It was amazing.
And you can't do that in regular terrestrial radio, and the people in Australia can't hear you if you're on terrestrial radio. They have to be within the location of the radio waves. So here you have the ability for two countries on two different continents completely around the world hearing the same show at the same time from two different perspectives. And I think that's just fantastic.
It is.
The other thing that's happening now is cars are starting to have another option besides AM, besides FM, besides CD, besides plugging your iPod device in, besides XM radio. Now they're going to have internet broadcasting. And so we're prepared to be able to be heard on a particular broadcast on a car. In fact, somebody who just bought a recent Tesla learned about us and drove home the other day listening to us on his radio the whole time in his car.
I can see that in airplanes and so on.
Correct.
As well.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, so it's as long as you have a internet signal, you're good. And so that also puts XM radio at bay, because XM radio, you have to pay for it. It's a subscription. You don't have to pay for us. We're free. Right? The only thing we're doing is we have commercials to keep ourselves in the black. But for the most part, you don't have to pay for internet to listen to internet. So that was the original vision, is to get our voice heard amongst ourselves and to get our voice heard outside of our area. And for those that have been part of Hunterdon County or are part of Hunterdon County or are on business, they can still tune in at any given moment and learn about what the weather is and what's going on in Hunterdon County on a particular day. So that was the vision, and it corresponds really well with the Chamber of Commerce. First about business, obviously, but the Chamber, and especially Chris Phelan's vision, has always been about community and education. So we have made it so that this particular station is able to have all these different eclectic hosts talking about all different topics that meet everybody's needs. And on there, we have all these guests that can talk about their business and get that information out to the world. So that's where it started. Now, one of the interesting things that transformations of the station that started in the very beginning was I said, gosh, wouldn't it be great to archive the shows? That wasn't really part of the vision initially. Part of the vision initially was to listen to the show live at all times. And then it's lost. It's gone in the ether. And I said, I really think it would be great if we recorded it. And they said, all right, we'll record it, but we're not gonna put a lot of effort into it. Well, as it turns out, in hindsight, it was the right thing to do, because we actually get four times more listeners through archiving now than we do live. And it makes perfect sense, because when a recording happens and we get it back out to the guest that was on, they distribute it to their friends and family. Now, we would love for everybody to prepare to sit down and listen to Jeannie Murphy's show at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, but quite frankly, we're just not in that type of world where everybody can stop everything to listen to Jeannie Murphy at 3 o'clock. But
like, just picture the three people who are dying to be able to do that.
But when they learn that there's a topic of real importance to them, or they learn that there's a friend that they've heard that's going to be on, now Jeannie Murphy and the guest of Jeannie Murphy can send those links out. And if you have a dire fan, they can go and look at every podcast that you've had since 2015 and listen to them one after another and get the real information about what you stand for and what Talented People is all about.
Well, it's interesting, too, what you mentioned about, like, how archiving wasn't really part of that initial vision, but you implemented it.
Yep.
And then it was kind of like an intersection of social media becoming the really standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
So now that you gathered all those back from there to today, like you say, I could share a link to an interview that I had with one of our guests that was relevant to any subject matter at any time.
Yep.
And the people who are on the show like to share it, and all the friends and family like it, and then it gets so much more listening. It does work incredibly well.
Yep, we've talked about in our meetings about the world of podcasts, and podcasts would be as a great concept, but really podcasting is nothing more than me writing a little paragraph about the show and then giving you a link to it. And quite honestly, we already have that ability by creating pages for each of our hosts on Facebook, and now we're starting to create pages in LinkedIn as well. And we put all the information about that particular show for that particular show there with a link and some pictures to spice up a thirst for that particular subject matter, and hopefully we get people to click on it and listen to it.
Tell everybody out there a little bit about, as being that you're the general manager, of some of the popular shows and what they're about that you have.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just amazing to see when you have 37 hours of live radio, all the different things that go on. So we have, we've had anything from psychics to counselors to therapists to real estate agents telling us about the real estate market. Joe Peters also talks about what life is like after 55 for those that are aging and want to still think about all the different options that are available to them. We have financial shows that talk about that. We have, obviously, your show that highlights eclectic subject matter and people, which is very similar to what mine is. I'm a Good Morning Hunterdon is supposed to be all about Hunterdon, and it's kind of a microcosm of all the shows that exist on Hunt and Chamber Radio. I'm not pinned into any particular subject matter. The only thing I try and do is I try and find relevant guests for relevant parts of the year or relevant celebrations or observances of that particular day or month. So if we're talking, we had Red Hat Society Day. It's the women's group that gets together and once a month, and they get together and be with one another and share their enjoyment for shopping or just going out and being with friends. And I had no idea what Red Hat Society was, except I had just seen a bunch of women in red hats in certain locations.
Yeah.
So I actually found the queen of the Hunterdon County Red Hat Society.
The queen.
She's been the queen for 15 years. The queen is actually the person who starts the club.
Neat.
And she told me the entire history of it. So, I mean, you know, so that was applicable to Red Hat Society.
Mm-hmm.
We do that type of thing all the time. What other shows? Well, we have the sports guys, which I think is hilarious. It's three attorneys who argue sports. Now, normally you hear sports at a bar. Everybody's kind of riled up, and it's blue-collar speak. But when you have three attorneys,
that is funny,
arguing sports in the polite mode of law, it has a complete different feel to it, and it's very entertaining to listen to.
That's Friday afternoon, isn't it?
Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So that one's pretty cool. We got the financial show. Joe Patton and Michelle Heide do some things about money, where Joe's constantly talking about the markets and and the political climate that affects the markets. We got Rich Scuderi, who's doing interior design. So it just runs the gamut.
Chris Phelan now
has come back to start focusing more on the chamber and the chamber events and the chamber mantra for why the events exist and what you can benefit from them. So that's great to have him back, because with the whole move and building and getting this building back up to speed, he had to drop out for a little while. So
yeah, this building is awesome, though.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool.
Let's go to our break real quick.
All right.
This is Talented People. It's already 3:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday, May 17th. I know.
Radio time goes fast.
We didn't even start yet to get to all the things we have to talk about. Okay. We're going to go to our break. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. And sure. We are talking with our guest is Chris Bianco. He's the general manager here of the 100 in Chamber Radio. And he's also got the host. He's the host of the show, Good Morning 100. So stay with us. We'll be right back after the news and weather.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse.
President Trump speaking at the graduation ceremonies of the Coast Guard Academy today. The president went on to slam the media for their treatment of himself and his administration. He also praised the cadets for the sacrifices they're making for America.
Cadets, you deserve not only the congratulations, but the gratitude of each and every American, and we all salute you.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley taking a strong stand on North Korea, telling the world it's time to stand up and speak with one voice.
We all have to send a sign to North Korea, and that is no more. This is not playtime. This is serious. These threats are not welcome, and you've got the entire international community against North Korea.
USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. It's 3:32 on Wednesday, May 17th, and if you're interested in hearing about the forecast, you're going to love it. This afternoon, sunny with a high about 90. It is hot, but it is gorgeous out. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 64, mostly sunny all day with a high of 91 on Thursday, and then partly cloudy with a low around 67 Thursday night. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high of 86, and then a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 55 on Friday night, partly sunny with a high of only 70. It'll be a nice day on Saturday, and then mostly cloudy with a low around 49 on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a high of only 69 on Sunday, and then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low of 57 on Sunday night. So my guest today is Chris Bianco. And he is, again, the general manager here for 100 in Chamber Radio. He's been here since the first day. He's the host of Good Morning 100 in. And he's sharing with us a little bit about behind the scenes here at the Chamber and how the radio shows operate and the future of what we're going to be able to do, both watching and becoming a guest on any of the shows. First, Chris, tell us a little bit about how, if someone out there has something relevant to 100 in County that would like to be on your show, how would they go about it? Or if they heard someone else and they wanted to be on a show, could they get in touch with you?
Sure. There's a number of different ways to get in touch with me. First of all the contact information is on 100chamberradio.com. So if you don't have a pen now or can't get that information or you can't remember it, go to 100chamberradio.com and you can get the information there. There's a number of different ways. I have actually email addresses for different focus on the radio station. The first one is I have a radio email address for my show alone called goodmorning@100chamberradio.com. So that's specifically about my show, and that's my conversation back and forth between guests or prospective guests. As part of the chamber, I have an email address now for the Chamber of Commerce so that anybody wants to talk to me about the radio station in general. That's cbianco@100-chamber.org. So now it starts, it gets complicated. You can also call the chamber at 908-782-7115. And that's all of those options. And then there's also my personal and professional email addresses as well that we could give out at some point. But
And people who are interested, or if they know someone who would be a good fit for the show, they shouldn't hesitate
there
to call, right?
There isn't anybody who isn't a good fit.
Yeah.
Let me put it that another way. Everybody is a good fit.
And it's the same with talented people. We're always looking for, you know, a fresh idea or a new person to come along and, you know, come on the air.
And as the general manager, even if what I like to do is if I can find you a fit for one of the other shows, I will certainly do that. And, in fact, there's nothing wrong with you being on both shows.
Right.
So we'll get you on one, and then we'll wait a little bit and get you on another one. Because each host asks questions differently. Each host takes you down a different line of discussion. So what you might talk about with me might not be completely what you talk about with Jeannie. And the more we get the entire body of who you are and what you're all about, the better off you're going to be for your business. So...
Right.
Nothing
and we love, I love getting to know the people and promoting their businesses by sharing the information.
Sure.
I, like you, I get a kick out of just having the opportunity to meet so many people, and I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
So many people do so many different things, and you know what? You get up every day, you do your same thing, and you don't even think about it, and then all of a sudden you meet people who are doing such amazing things.
Yep.
And you know, it's very privileged to be able to actually talk to them. I love having people on the radio to learn about
very
what they
cool.
do. Yeah, it is.
Very cool.
So tell us a little bit about the future of how video and
what
radio...
What is the future? Well, we know we're a video culture, and so we want to give people the ability to see the people that are here. We're not trying to make this a TV station, mind you, but what we're trying to do is mimic what other radio programs have done in the past. So you've seen Colin Coward, or you've seen Mike and Mike in the Morning, or you've seen Imus at one time, perhaps you've even seen Howard Stern, where they are doing their radio show. At the same time, you can actually watch the show on some type of video stream. And so we'd like to do the same thing. So we're planning on setting up video streaming here that will allow you to hear the broadcast but see the people in the room and what's going on at the same time. Now, there's some of our hosts that are looking forward to the ability to do that because some of their shows are more visual. Take Rich Scuderi for a minute. He's an interior designer.
Mm-hmm.
So he can do a lot of description, but, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words, right? So, so he can show you some things online. It's not going to be, at this point, our main direction, but we felt there was something else that would be interesting to achieve and show, and it's, again, extremely inexpensive to do. So amongst me and Jeannie right now, in addition to four microphones and a lot of mixing equipment...
It's very, very impressive.
I've set up three high-definition video web cameras that will stream... from different angles in the room. And what we're going to do, the other thing that's interesting about our shows is that pretty much all our hosts engineer their own show. So Jeannie's the one that's mixing, playing with the microphones and running the weather and stuff like that. So in addition to that, the host will have the ability to change the angle of the video that she or he wants to show on the video streaming service. So the three different video cameras, one is to give you a wide shot of everybody in the room, one is to give you a shot of the host speaking, and one is to give you a shot of the guests speaking. And so with a touch screen that will be on the desk, the host will be able to push whichever view she wants to show on video at that particular time. For some of our hosts, it's going to be one more thing that they just don't want to worry about, and so they can either blanket out or just put a still picture or just leave the wide screen there. For those that can do a bunch of things at the same time, then you get a little bit more sophistication to it. So we're giving all hosts at different levels of their experience and expertise the ability to engineer their show to the level that they want.
Well, like right now, I love this about this chamber radio, is that if you go to the website and click on the website on the top, you can listen live, right? Yeah. And then, like this show, it will actually run again sometimes, you know, within, like, you know, like Saturday night or Monday morning or wherever. And then it's archived, like, you know, by a couple of 24 hours from now, someone could just look at it and we'll share, like you said, the podcast with a direct link.
Right.
When it becomes part video, will it be streaming from the Hunterdon and Chamber Radio website to watch, or is it YouTube, or is it automatic?
Well, we'll have a link on the Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, and then you'll click on that, and it'll open YouTube for you.
Really? And then will it automatically archive there again? Will you?
We're going to archive.
We're going to have the video archives?
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah. It's going to be a little bit more intimidating, I'm sure, both for the host and the guest.
One thing that everybody was very concerned about was there's things that the host and the guests talk about when the microphones are shut down to make sure that this show works well. And we didn't want that to be captured on the video. So you're not actually going to have the cameras producing the audio. Instead, we're going to synchronize it with the actual audio broadcast.
So the commercials that we
play
will be...
So the commercials you'll hear will still be there.
And they'll run on to the YouTube channel.
That's correct,
and
yes.
It goes like to... That's just awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be that. And now we'll also have the ability to visually put commercials up as well.
Wow.
So we can do overlays.
Well, that's something to talk about for another 3 minutes or so. I'm always got to go for
right.
Where can someone make some value out of this from a marketing perspective?
Sure.
So, okay, let's talk about for a second the way that we have sponsors. We have radio advertisers, right?
Yes, we do.
And let's talk about that for a minute, because I do think anyone out there, you guys, you know what? I'm learning as well as you are today. So if you hear these commercials that come on, especially if you're a business owner, again, if you happen to be a chamber member, and you, or even if you're not, and you want to be able to be promoted by all these hosts,
right.
How does that work?
Well, we have a number of different options, and we're still working on more. Right now, the original concept was that we would cut commercials at different lengths, and they would run at different times during the day or a different number of times during the day. And so they run from a very inexpensive option of $1 a day for two plays of, I think, a 15-second commercial.
That's like $30 a month.
Yep, $30 a month.
What?
Now, 15 seconds, don't get me wrong, it's not a lot of time.
It's good.
But it does have the ability for you to send a quick message and tell them who you are. We get all the way up to, we have a news sponsors and we have weather sponsors, and they get to be played once an hour, sometimes twice an hour, and obviously they're more expensive because they're going to be constantly heard at the beginning and end of the show. So we have those options. Now, what we have not played with at all at this particular point is a sponsor of a particular show.
I love that. I really do.
You might not want your show, your business to be affiliated with every show on our radio station, but you might be an auto mechanic and you might want to pair up with a real estate agent. And so you could sponsor the real estate show, or you could sponsor an hour of Good Morning Hunterdon. And so we could look into those options as well. So we're trying to work on those as other
kind of customized.
It's correct.
Customization is available.
Correct.
If you're out there. I love that. I think that there's a natural fit. Again, mostly because you can't even express, I guess, or kind of share like advertising package for actual listeners versus how huge the opportunity is between the archives and the social media to stay right in
social
your channel.
Media, that's cool. That's great.
And especially what you're talking about, I could just picture it.
And then we're getting to the video. So.
With the video. Right. With the video, and all of a sudden now you've got a commercial, right?
Right.
I love it. Okay, it's 3:44. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and I'm sharing with you behind the scenes here from the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station, the general manager, Chris Bianco, also known as Big C, and he is also the host of Good Morning Hunterdon. So hope you'll stay with us again. We're almost at the end of the hour here, and I hope you're having a great day.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Proud to be distributed by Hunterdon Chamber Radio here. And again, our guest is Chris Bianco, and he's talking about what's going on here with the Chamber Radio. And if you've been listening along for the last couple years to Talented People, I want to thank you. And Chris, tell us a little bit more about what the future looks like for Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Well, we're actually in a temporary space right now, Gene. We're preparing at some point when the Chamber of Commerce renovates the back part of the large house that we'll be moving back there, and we'll be designing a studio that is specifically for a studio instead of being an office room for and throwing technological equipment in it. So that's part of it. We're also looking, Chris Phelan is looking to, you know, we're in the day and this day and age where naming rights are part of the world of stadiums and stuff like that. We're looking actually for somebody that might want to be the naming rights of the particular station. So it could be Hunterdon Chamber Radio coming from the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations Studio.
That would be smart.
Say
that. That would be really, really smart. Yes.
So we're looking at that, and that'll give us the ability to have a little bit more place for guests to sit in the green room, so to speak, and prepare with their respective host prior to getting on the show. So those are those types of things that are going on. We're also adopting a new logo. We've been in quote unquote business for 5 years. And as you well know, reaching the five-year milestone is extremely important. Many businesses, in fact, 95% of businesses do not survive 5 years. So the fact that we crossed that threshold, it's time to do a little bit of a refresh. So we're redesigning the logo a little bit. We have a new tagline, "We're the Voice of Business," which coincides with the Chamber's tagline as well, "Voice of Business." Some of the photos that are going out right now on social media show the guests speaking in front of a microphone that has a white triangle on it. Right now that triangle is blank. They're called microphone flags, and that's where that new logo is going to be, so that when our pictures are distributed, you'll see an advertisement of Hunterdon Chamber Radio right there in the photo.
So someone who wants to be this presenting naming sponsor better hurry up and get
that's
on
right,
that.
That's right. Well, we
I can picture it.
We can peel them off.
Nice. So that's thinking. There you go.
So we're pretty good at that. Mm-hmm. There's some other things that have been going on behind the scenes that are pretty cool. Like I'm working on a program that will actually do the weather for us.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, the local weather?
The local weather.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. So what it takes is I have the ability to download the text of the weather, and then I run it through a voice program that will take the text and actually use natural speech. So we'll have a natural speech of the computer to read the weather for you.
So we can just push the button like we do with the commercials, and it will tell the... Come on. Bring it on.
There you go. So that's another thing that's in the works. There's so many things. I mean, right now, I listen to every show. I send out all the social media and the marketing about it, pre and post the shows. So we're trying to up that up because we're in the social media world where we need to get all that going as well. And I'm also in the process right now of building a new app.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Our app is, designer is not doing it anymore. It was old to begin with and we're not being kept updated. So right now I'm actually developing the app and should have that done fairly soon.
What about you? How do you feel about being able to use your expertise in internet technology?
Yeah, it's pretty
every
cool
day.
Me, right? Yeah, I get to it's somehow all the roads come together, right? Intersection. So here I am. I was a performance person. I was doing concerts, live shows. I was a teacher for years. I was a public speaker. So now, and I'm kind of a private philosopher. So now I get to put all those things together along with my 30 years of technological expertise in one place and help our local county do it.
And there's not a better place to be. Nope. I love this chamber office. I love the building. Cool. I love the people. It's like really, really the best people.
Yep.
Well, tell me a little bit about, over your years, some of your favorite guests on your Good Morning Hunterdon show.
Well, there's so many of them, and I'll give some, but then I'm going to be... embarrassed that I left out some other ones. So,
we'll know
I had the ability, I was just listening.
I just asked him this question without any prep there. So nobody feels offended.
I interviewed a World War II vet over at Independence Manor a couple years ago. I just played that one, a rewind of that just recently. One of my favorite ones is a friend of Laura Cummins. She's a photographer. Her name is Laura Pedrick, and she's a photographer down in Lambertville.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a cathartic moment during the show that she had never even realized. So because we get so much time to talk with people and go through their background and stuff like that, we learned that Laura did the same thing 3 times in her life and she had not realized it.
What was that?
Well, she's a very motivated individual.
Yeah. She's
a great photographer. She's a motivated individual and does not seem to want to take no for an answer. So she actually got into photography by essentially falsifying her credentials to get into the circus to take a picture.
What? I did not know
it's
that.
It's on the show.
I love it.
It's on the show.
Okay.
So she had done that, and that's what was the groundbreaking event for her to become a photographer.
Wow.
Well, as it turns out, she also barged in and worked her way to be the only photographer of the electric chair prior to it being put in mothballs down in Trenton, the Hopman.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the cathartic moment that we realized that she had done the exact same thing numerous years later.
Isn't that
to
something?
Achieve the same goal.
That's really cool.
And you'll hear it in the show. It's hilarious. There's this period, this moment of awe in just her recognizing that she had...
done the same thing without even thinking about it.
Really fascinating.
Yeah, that
really
is fascinating. She's awesome, though.
She does some great work, mm-hmm. No doubt. I still follow her tremendously. Those are two of the biggies.
She came to one event, just to add on a little bit on, and she had like a loop with some of the photographs that she had taken when she was working down in Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just some of the photos that she was able to get of people. It's extraordinary to see the talent in what people can capture when they have that gift, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And she's a nice person.
Very nice. So we had a great talk with I had a great talk with Laura the other day, Laura Cummins. We talked about CRM technology, to help your small business. That was awesome.
What is that about? Laura Cummins, as I say it every week, she's Mrs. Hunterdon. Everything that like works out great has Laura's name on it somewhere. That's the truth.
Well, Laura, we had to help get to know your customers day, and I knew nobody better than Laura to bring on and give people tips about how to take care of their customers. And she started talking about CRM technology. I had no idea we were going to go down this path.
Yeah.
Now, fortunately, I help install CRM technology, so I was very well aware of the technology and what to talk about with her. But, you know, all of a sudden we're, you know, here I'm saying maybe we'll talk about doing some nice little surveys or something like that. But no, she went down this path of technology. I was like, wow, this is going to be cool.
I want to have her on and hear about that.
Yeah. You can't steal my thunder.
No. I mean, honestly, I got to listen to the... Is it archived?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you're going to send it to me, and I'm going to listen to it and share it.
It's on my Facebook page.
I want to get that right away. Okay. I'll learn so much.
God, we had so many. The Home Sweet Home guys were hilarious. I had them on a couple years ago. They are such fun and cut-ups and a lot of... I don't know. You know, little friendly fire going across the desk at each other. It was hilarious. I had the ability to interview Vicki Lawrence.
Really?
From the Carol Burnett Show.
Wow.
So that was fun.
That must have been.
Alan Liddell.
Did she come in studio?
No, we had her on. It was arranged with her agent to call in.
I just can't even imagine. Okay, we got to share that one too. It's already the end of the show. We got to tell me what else are you going to, what else you want everybody out there to know?
Well, just get in touch with us if you want to be on the show, be a host of the show, be a sponsor of shows. And that's 782-7115. Or email me at cbianco@hunterdon-chamber.org, and we'll get it done.
And I will add to that there's so many opportunities out there if you're listening. It doesn't matter if you're just an individual and you have something that you want to share. I mean, if you've got something going on, if it's a community event, if you're, you know, acting as representative to something, let us know what it is so we can help you. And then again, if you're out there and you've got some opportunity to, you know, share your business and get in front of a lot of other people, then get in touch with Chris Bianco here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio for sponsorship or advertising opportunities. It is already 3:57 in the afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I want to say thank you to Chris Bianco, Big C. Thank you for making this all happen for everybody. Awesome is you.
Thank you.
And Laura Cummins and Chris Bianco. Okay, Chris Phelan, excuse me, too. Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Signing off here on Talented People. And again, thank you all for listening. Have a great afternoon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse.
President Trump speaking at the graduation ceremonies of the Coast Guard Academy today. The president went on to slam the media for their treatment of himself and his administration. He also praised the cadets for the sacrifices they're making for America.
Cadets, you deserve not only the congratulations, but the gratitude of each and every American, and we all salute you.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley taking a strong stand on North Korea, telling the world it's time to stand up and speak with one voice.
We all have to send a sign to North Korea, and that is no more. This is not playtime. This is serious. These threats are not welcome, and you've got the entire international community against North Korea.
USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
The company that backed left-wing extremist filmmaker Michael Moore, backing him again to go after President Trump. Here's more on that story from Mark Mayfield.
It's called Fahrenheit 11-9. And the Weinstein Company has acquired the rights to distribute it. The title refers to the day that Trump was declared the winner of November's presidential election. A statement issued by the studio says the latest documentary by the famously left-leaning director is, quote, expected to be key in dissolving Trump's Teflon shield and in turn his presidency. Moore's documentary is still in production.
Critics have pointed out multiple times that Moore's been found faking footage in his so-called documentaries. Ford is going to lay off nearly 10% of its salaried workers in North America and Asia. The automaker confirmed today it will cut its workforce in those divisions through voluntary buyouts and early